Want to do Up and Running first?
Yeah.
How's that sounding?
Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, featuring intimate performances and conversations in IPR's renowned production studio with some of the world's finest musical artists. Join us next for a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the lives of these extraordinary performers.
Shimabukuro, a virtuoso of the ukulele who started out as a viral sensation on YouTube. Now you're touring the world. There's a documentary about you, Life on Four Strings. You've played for the Queen of England. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for making time for me. It's an honor to be here.
Jake, I have to tell you how I first heard about you, because this is kind of cool. We did a segment on a show, a local show here called The Green Room, about the ukulele in general. Mm-hmm. And I was having a chat with Roy Sakuma.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Who was bragging about you as being one of the former students of the Roy Sakuma Studios when you were growing up. And what he said, this was great. The first thing he mentioned was that you were super fast. And because of that, you had no problem getting the audience's attention. But then he said that what impressed him the most was that you had put that together, the speed, together with what he calls the emotional issue of the ukulele. He said he knew that you know the most basic thing to him, which is once you learn to play from your heart, that is the key.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Roy Sakuma, you know, he's like the, you know, the godfather of the ukulele, you know, in Hawaii. He, you know, he has the largest school. I mean, he's taught, you know, tens of thousands of you know, kids in Hawaii, you know, how to play this instrument. And when I was about 6 years old, you know, my mom sent me over to his school, you know, to learn, just to learn how to play the instrument. So Uncle Roy, you know, like he said, you know, when I was a kid, I just wanted to play everything as fast as I could. You know, like it didn't matter if I, even if I was playing a ballad, you know, I would, because I got really into subdividing beats and all that. So I realized that it doesn't matter what tempo the song is, you know, you can subdivide the beats and make it as fast as you want, you know. So I would do a lot of those things, and just everything had to be fast, 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 fast. But then there came a time, you know, in my life where I realized that it's not just all about making sound, but it's also about the space and the silence, you know, in music, and having that I, you know, the idea of just kind of the yin and yang, you know, as some may say, call it. And then I got into, understanding that, you know, it's not just about playing the notes, but it's also about learning to play the space.
Playing the space. Now, you, again, started out with traditional Hawaiian music, mm-hmm. but then you started adding things and adding more and more things to the repertoire, to the point where now you play flamenco and Schubert and Queen. How did those sounds find their way into your ukulele?
Yeah, well, you know, the traditional sound of the instrument is, you know, you're basically strumming chords like this. You know, a traditional Hawaiian tune might sound something like this. You know, but then, you know, the ukulele, the interesting thing about it is your lowest note is middle C, and it happens to be the third string. So you have four strings on the ukulele. Your two high strings are on the outside, which are only a major second apart. They're only a whole step apart. And then your two low strings are in the middle. So what's interesting is, being that the third string is the lowest note and it's only like middle C on the piano, you know, none of the tones are forced to function as bass tones, you know, which is nice, because that truly frees you up, to play, you know, almost anything you want. And I don't know, it just, at the very least, it'll make you smile.
So what's the first piece you're going
okay.
to play for us?
So I guess I'll start with the song that started it all for me. This is an old George Harrison piece called While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh,
thank you. I think of the ukulele as the people's instrument.
Yes.
You know, anyone can pick it up. Mm-hmm. Anyone can come up with a chord to play yes. or three chords to mm-hmm. play. But there was something that you said about the ukulele. You said, ukulele is the instrument of peace. If everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a better place. Why?
Well, the reason, yeah.
Why does it make us so happy?
Well, music in general, I think just, you know, it connects us, brings people together. But the ukulele is special because I think that with the ukulele, you don't feel like you have to be a musician to play it. You know, I meet so many people that tell me, oh, I've never played an instrument before. I don't have any, you know, musical talent. I'll never be able to play an instrument. I hand them an ukulele and they'll pick it up and they'll just kind of strum the strings and they're, oh, wow, this is so easy. This is fun, right? And I think the joy that they feel because they're actually, you know, they're actually playing a song and to them they feel like, oh, man, I'm making music, something that they never thought they could do because they don't sing, they've never touched an instrument before. But when they find themselves making music, creating this sound, you know, it's so empowering, you know, because music is not the universal language, you know, it's the language of the universe. It's our most primitive form of communication. And I think that that it's something that we all have inside of us, and we all want to express, you know, our emotions, our feelings, and that's how we connect, you know, with the rest of the world. So when you hand someone an ukulele, you know, you're giving them the opportunity to channel that and to experience that.
You took off so fast and so hard. So you started out with YouTube and you went viral, because I don't think people expected to hear these kinds of sounds coming from an ukulele. I think it was probably new for a lot of people to see how flexible you can make the instrument.
Yeah, you know, I think I was just, you know, very fortunate just in the, you know, being in the right place at the right time. And when that video first came out, like the first year or so, my name wasn't even on the video. It just said, Asian guy shreds on ukulele or something like that, you know, and it was the funniest thing. And I guess later on people edited it or whatever, or there were several, I guess, different, you know, postings of that. So eventually there were a few that had my actual name on there, and, you know, playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And it had millions of views already, and I just couldn't believe it. One more?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you. The prettiest version of Bohemian Rhapsody that can be played at all. That's just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jake Shimabukuro, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Take care. Aloha.
Aloha. You've been listening to Studio A. Today's program was engineered by Michael Culler. Meg Gruitz was our producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you.